Chapter 9. Auxiliary. It is not good that man should be alone. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. It is interesting to see how the auxiliary of the Gideons International became a formal organization, even though in the early days, the Gideons made a specific provision for recognizing the wives of all Gideons as auxiliary members without any formal organization. In the March 1901 issue of the Gideon, a reference is made to a meeting on January 25, 1901, where without formal organization, the wives of all Gideons were organized as auxiliary members for the purpose of assisting the Gideons in the promotion of the work to which God had called them. When the Gideons adopted their first constitution and bylaws on July 6, 1901 in Madison, Wisconsin, they put in the bylaws an article reading as follows. Article 12. The wives of all Gideons shall be recognized as auxiliary members without any formal organization. In his report to the 3rd Annual Convention at Cedar Rapids, Iowa, July 4th to 6th, 1908, President S. E. Hill recognized the splendid help given by auxiliary members, both as members and as an organization. At the National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana in 1903, greater emphasis was given to the auxiliary by the adoption of the auxiliary pin and by incorporating in the bylaws an article not only providing for the auxiliary but describing the pin as follows. The auxiliary pin shall consist of a crescent with lilies of the valley in enamel, with a suspended Maltese cross, bearing a Gideon pitcher on the central part of the cross. At the St. Louis Convention in July 1909, the Constitution of the Gideons was revised so as to include mothers, sisters, and daughters of Gideons, as well as wives, as auxiliary members without formal recognition. The auxiliary was recognized in 1923 after the convention in Oklahoma City, when President Samuel R. Boggs prevailed upon Mrs. W. D. Gillespie to accept appointment as president of the auxiliary. In the January 1924 issue of the Gideon magazine, President Samuel R. Boggs made the following announcement. New national leader for auxiliary. We are very glad to announce to our Gideon brethren that Mrs. W. D. Gillespie of Fargo, North Dakota, better half of our national vice president, has accepted the appointment of president of the Ladies Auxiliary. We are all very happy that Mrs. Gillespie has agreed to lead in this very important department of our work. Also glad to announce the appointment of the following ladies as her associates. Mrs. Samuel A. Fulton of Milwaukee, Vice President, Mrs. J. M. Averill of Illinois, Secretary Treasurer, Mrs. W. L. Hardin of Georgia, Chaplain. It certainly warms my heart to know that these ladies are willing to make the sacrifices necessary to assist us in the ministry to which we have been called to serve, and we pray God's richest blessings upon them in their efforts to crystallize the work that we men are doing by following it up and seeing to it that when the Bibles are put in the hotel rooms, they are kept there. There are many organizations controlled by the women of our land today that are exerting great influence in the national civic and home life. I'm sure these women's clubs, whose purpose is in the main to reach out and touch the activities in the business world and in other spheres of life in which women find their activities, will welcome the opportunity for our ladies in their capacity as the auxiliary to present the work of the Gideon Association and seek their endorsement in placing the Bible in hotels, hospitals, educational institutions, and other avenues where the teachings of the Bible are greatly needed. We feel highly honored to have the privilege of making these appointments, and we speak for the ladies auxiliary our earnest prayers and hearty cooperation. At the annual convention held in Columbus, Ohio in 1925, the following were the first officers elected by the auxiliary. The previous officers have been appointed by the president of the Gideons, Mrs. W. D. Gillespie, president, Mrs. E. W. Allen, first vice president, Mrs. S. A. Fulton, second vice president, Mrs. J. M. Averill, secretary treasurer, Mrs. J. J. Burton, chaplain. At the annual convention held in San Francisco, California in July 1928, a constitution was adopted and membership dues of $1 a year were established. At this convention, the following officers were elected: Mrs. S. A. Fulton, president, Mrs. T. Russalt, first vice president, Mrs. J. H. D. Stevens, second vice president, Mrs. E. I. Book, secretary treasurer, Mrs. R. L. Wall, chaplain. An addenda at the back of this volume gives a complete list of all auxiliary members who have been elected to office and show the year and place where they were elected. From the list in the addenda, it should be noted that one member, Mrs. S. A. Fulton, served in the auxiliary cabinet for 20 years. Her length of service was more than twice of that of any member. She served as follows: President, 1928 to 1930, 1934 to 1936, 1940 to 1942. First Vice President, 1937 to 1939. Second Vice President, 1925 to 1927. Secretary Treasurer, 1931 to 1933, 1943 to 1945. Beginning with 1927, her service was continuous for 19 years. The Constitution provides that the terms of office of the President, Vice President, Secretary Treasurer, and chaplain must be limited to 3 successive terms. Mrs. Samuel E. Hill was given membership number 1, Mrs. John H. Nicholson membership number 2, and Mrs. William J. Knights membership number 3. The convention in Denver, Colorado on July 25, 1935 voted to make the founders' wives honorary members and to exempt them from payments of dues. In 1930, the auxiliary made a pledge of $300 for placing Bibles in hotels in foreign lands. In the 3 following years, the dues money so used amounted to $1,200. At the 1934 convention in Detroit, Michigan, the placing of Bibles in Florence Crittenden homes throughout the country was adopted by the auxiliary as a major project, and more than $1,500 was raised for this work at that time. Other places such as women's homes, hospitals, and YMCAs were also supplied with Bibles by the auxiliary. In 1935, a call came for Bibles for the public schools of Hawaii, and $400 was pledged by the auxiliary, which placed 534 Bibles in the Hawaiian Islands native schools. In 1936, $500 was given by the auxiliary to place Bibles in the schools of China. At the convention in Asbury Park, New Jersey, in July 1937, the International Auxiliary voted to give $500 to the Gideons as a memorial to founder S. E. Hill, to be used for placing Bibles as they, the Gideons, see fit, preferably, however, in the public schools. This quotation is from September 1937, issue of the Gideon. However, 1941 was a red-letter year in the progress of the auxiliary. During the Gideon rally at Los Angeles in September of that year, a nurse came to the speaker at the close of the service and asked why the nurses should not have the service testament also, as they too were a part of the armed forces. Also, a letter was sent to Chicago headquarters for a group of nurses on the Pacific Coast asking for testaments for the nurses in service. Consequently, the Gideon cabinet very shortly thereafter asked the auxiliary to assume the responsibility of reaching each nurse in the armed forces and supplying her with a testament, and the first nurse testaments were shipped to the Baltimore auxiliary on November 27, 1941. a special testament with white cover and containing the Florence Nightingale Pledge, was made up and accepted by the superintendent of Red Cross nurses in Washington, D.C. in 1944. The Gideons voted in 1942 to supply the women of the armed forces with the regular colored testament of the Army and Navy, and the auxiliary assisted in the work of aiming all the women of our armed forces with the gospel. In 1949, the Golden Jubilee year of the Gideons International, the auxiliary was re-evaluated and went forward to new objectives and service. The greatest service which the auxiliary has rendered since its inception has been the prayer ministry. Here is the quotation from the early days indicating the need of the prayer ministry of the auxiliary. The Gideon felt immune to temptation while on the road because of this battery of prayer on his behalf, and his contact with his brother, traveling man, often resulted in spiritual victory for him also. In 1950, the auxiliary adopted the slogan, "The auxiliary on their knees to keep the Gideons on their feet." 10 o'clock in the morning was the time designated as the hour of prayer, when auxiliary members all over the country were to kneel at the throne of mercy on behalf of the Gideon and auxiliary work. This year saw also the introduction of the Mite Box, which is a beautiful replica of the white New Testament for nurses. The Mite Box serves as a prayer reminder and thank offering box. The funds accumulated in these Mite Boxes are generally sent to headquarters each May and November and credited to the International Nurses Fund, commonly known as the Mite Box Fund. The Mite Box Fund is used primarily by the International Auxiliary Cabinet for white testaments, and expenses incurred in the distribution of these at national nurses conventions. Still other important use of these funds is to provide nurses testaments for other lands. The auxiliary during the year ended June 30th, 1958, presented 18,225 white testaments to nurses in five countries beside the United States and Canada, namely Mexico, the Philippine Islands, Australia, Greece, and Japan. In addition to English, these testaments were printed in the Spanish, Japanese, and Greek languages. Since 1951, the Gideon Auxiliary has provided the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs for distribution among the graduate or licensed practical nurses. At the Philadelphia Convention in 1951, the Auxiliary voted to raise its annual dues from $1 to $2. Ever since, a specific area of the scripture distribution was opened to the auxiliary late in 1941, the work has consistently gone forward. The success of this program is indicated by the fact that as of March 31, 1959, a total of 1,317,150 white testaments have been distributed by the auxiliary. In closing, in evaluating the work of the International Auxiliary, it is appropriate to repeat what has already been said. The greatest ministry in which the auxiliary has rendered has been the prayer ministry. Only eternity will reveal the answers to their intercessory prayers.